Now, as we were talking at the start of the programme, we referenced the case in Tralee Circuit Court and the sentencing involving the American tourist who had her arm broken at the point of a robbery. Andrea Bartlett was on holidays in Ireland with her 3-year-old husband for their 54th wedding anniversary. They were tracing their ancestral roots. And on the 22nd of April 2024, as she and her husband walked back from dinner, a man grabbed her handbag off her shoulder, robbing it and its contents. He was sentenced to 4 years this week. Effectively, he'll be served 10 more months following 6 months already in prison. Tomas Staradubsevas grabbed her handbag, and that's what he's been sentenced. And we've been talking about this, and your reaction has been coming through to us in relation to the length of time of it, but obviously major concern for everyone in Killarney at the time about the Bartletts and Andrea and how she was doing. With me on the line is Marie Maloney, Councillor Marie Maloney of the Labour Party. And Marie, I know you had contact with the Bartletts at their time. You communicated with them via email in relation to it. Look, this brings it to an end. From the point of view of that, it's a very difficult trauma for them. I know that they went through at the time as well.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning to your listeners. Yes, that's correct. At the time, I reached out to Mr. Bartlett and to the family to see if there was anything I could do to help. And we had been corresponding backwards and forwards for quite some time. One thing that Mrs. Bartlett wanted was to let the people of Killarney know that she was so grateful and thankful for their help, and if she certainly was not going to let that turn her against Killarney or indeed Kerry or any part of Ireland, but she was adamant that people would know how grateful she was. I think at the time she sent me a letter to distribute to the media, which I also did to Radio Kerry at the time. But I'm sorry to hear that from her victim impact statement that she suffered quite a lot after the incident.
Yeah, and she did. She couldn't sleep properly, really, for about 3 months afterwards. A lot of pain, especially that age, having to try and heal a bone, and just the trauma of it, really, as well. A big impact on her.
Absolutely, because no matter who you are or what age you are, if you have encountered such an incident, you would be nervous. You would, you know, lose a lot of trust in people and things, and it would take you quite a while to come from it. And that's the case with Mrs. Bartlett. She, by the time, you know, her arm healed a bit, but it was the emotional and the mental effect it had on her, like, you know, suffering and unable to sleep and worrying. And it also was a big financial expense on her as well.
Yeah.
Treatment, you know, following the incident.
Yeah, nothing will ever make up for what happened to her, Marie, but I suppose at least there is something in the fact that, look, some level of justice has been done anyway, that the man was apprehended, that he was caught, that he was brought before the court, and he was sentenced.
Well, I think if you have had a crime committed against you like that, you always want to know that there has been justice done and that they have been brought before the court. And it's good that they were able to identify the individual and bring him before the court and sentence him. Look, I'm not in the legal profession, so I wouldn't know whether the length of sentence was adequate or not. But I'm just hoping the man will learn from his mistakes and going forward when he is released and will behave himself in society.
Yeah, okay. Marie, thanks a million for talking to us about that, and we wish Andrea Bartlett and her husband and her family all the best with the future, and hopefully they can maybe come back to Killarney someday if time allows. That'd be a nice...
I will, and let her know how people are feeling and how that you've been wishing her well.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks very much for that, Marie. That's Councillor Marie Maloney of the Labour Party there with us on the line about that case. If you have a view, get in touch with us